The new epic, Enemy at the Gates, is based on a real event that took place at the Siege of Stalingrad during World War II. Film critic Henry Sheehan says it also casts a sympathetic eye toward our former Cold War enemy, Russia.
Enemy at the Gates takes place during the Battle of Stalingrad, a turning point of the Second World War. From September 1942 to February 1943, over 2 million Russians and Germans died in a struggle over whether the Nazi race across Russian soil would continue or the invaders be driven back to Germany. The movie opens with epic panoramas of the cataclysmic battle and then narrows down to a series of Western-style ambushes and shootouts. On the Russian side, a young shepherd from the Urals, Vasily Zaitsev, has been picking off Germans with such frequency that the Nazi high command orders in their own aristocratic sharpshooter, a Baron Koenig, to take him out. In between the gunfire, Vasily discovers a love interest in the form of a beautiful young Jewish intellectual who has remained in the ruins of her hometown to fight the Nazis. All in all, pretty standard fare of no particular distinction, competent rather than inspired. But there's a subplot on which the movie makes a bid for importance. One reason the Germans are so anxious to kill Vasily is that he's become a national hero. An idealistic commissar, Danilov, has decided that Vasily's exploits are just the thing to buck up a demoralized Russian soldiery and nation. Here, Danilov, played by a Mooney Joseph Fiennes, tries to persuade party boss Nikita Khrushchev, played by Bob Hoskins, to go along with the propaganda scheme.
Here, the men's only choice is between German bullets and ours. But there's another way. The way of courage. The way of love of the motherland. We must publish the army newspaper again. We must tell magnificent stories, stories that exalt sacrifice, bravery. We must make them believe in a victory. We must give them hope, pride, a desire to fight. Yes, we need to make examples. But examples to follow. What we need are heroes.
But Enemy at the Gates isn't just about propaganda. It's a propaganda film itself, calculated to replace some old national stereotypes with more current models. Take, for example, the portrait of Koenig, the German marksman brought in to kill Vasily. He's played by cool, reserved Ed Harris as a world-weary pro who disdains Nazi regalia. He is a professional soldier, an enemy we can respect, even as we hiss. Vasily, on the other hand, is an unadulterated hero. Played by handsome Jude Law, Vasily is simple, patriotic, and sensitive. It's hard to reconcile sensitivity with a large body count, so the filmmakers, French director Jean-Jacques Annaud and his co-writer, Alain Godard, are careful about what killings they show. After we see Vasily pick off a quartet of German officers, including a fat and thus particularly unlikable one, that's pretty much it. The succession of killings that make him famous are simply never shown. Only Khrushchev among the Russians is allowed to be crude and bloodthirsty. Danilov, the commissar, is racked by doubts as the movie goes on. The Battle of Stalingrad unlocks a conscience that was apparently undisturbed through the purges and forced collectivization of the 1930s. In other words, the Russian people have always been terrific. It was only the communists that led them astray. Since the communists are gone, or like Danilov, converted, we can treat them like humans. All those victories the Russians paid such a high price to win during World War II can finally be acknowledged now that they have political leadership approved by the West. We've seen this political about-face in American films. The anti-German movies of the 1940s gave way to films in the 1950s that explicitly drew a line between the German people, who had become our allies against the Russians, and their Nazi overlords. The Russian people were so demonized for so long that they need a similarly thorough propaganda fix. Enemy at the Gates, with its English cast, French writer-directors, and German financing, isn't really a very good movie, but it does make a nice greeting card for Western Europe's new trading partners.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.